The book tells the story of these teenagers who were in need of a place for the mother to lay her head as she carried to term triplet boys. She was homeless, going from friend's house to aunt's house. So she moved in with my partner and I. We lived together for 2 years. I became the triplet's nanny, caregiver, and got to know four generations of the family. And then a few years later, really felt led to write about it, to describe the people I met, my neighbors and this young couple. They were black Muslim teenagers and the triplets, boys. And also the experience of opening to this leading, trying to be faithful to it, trying to follow it, and all of the fears and resistances that came up in me. You know, so it's kind of an unlayering of someone trying to follow a leading.
Part of what turns it into an odyssey is they're black, you're white, they're black Muslim, you're Quaker, your relationship is with another woman, they're heterosexual. So all along it, it's four different universes colliding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, generations, sexual preferences, religions, ethnicities, and eating habits, which is bigger than you would think, and a lot of attitudes and beliefs and just ways of being in the world. So it was sort of a graduate degree in cross-cultural studies for me.